our weird, wacky, wonderful world and share the burden of knowledge. My name is Emily Roberts.
And I'm Claire Middicky.
Claire, are you ready to learn?
As last episode proved, I definitely am not, but I guess we're just going to get into it.
Good, because I was going to tell you things regardless of whether you were ready or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was no escape.
There is absolutely no escape from the void and also from me.
The void? Okay, yeah, yeah. I wasn't ready for us to talk about the void so early on in the podcast, but yes.
That's right. And let's not talk about the void. Let's talk about something different. You want to play a game, Claire?
There's going to be a price emotionally to this game, but I might as well just, like, get in there, you know?
Yeah. So, I took some time to look up some Guinness World Records.
Uh-oh.
Claire's alarms are going off. Her danger alarms.
Beep, beep. My fight or flight is,
It's saying go.
Popping
it's saying
off.
Leave. It's saying this is not gonna be good. So, I know the answer to this question, but I want you to guess. How long is the world's longest nipple hair?
No, Emily.
Listen, we all get nipple hairs unless you don't have hair, which is fine. That's totally fine. But lots of people have nipple hair.
I'm going to say 3 feet.
That's too long. Though, like, the idea of a 3 foot long nipple hair, like, at a certain point, you gotta rip it out, right? If it's 3 feet long, you just rip that sucker out.
Well, if they're going for that Guinness Book, like, world record, you gotta get into it.
Okay, question.
Then that's your stylized hair, so.
But, like, do you think people are like, ooh, this is it. This is gonna be the hair that gets me there.
It gotta be, right? One hair to rule them all. You have to have, like, a backup one, so at least, like, three.
There's, like, it's, like, growing, like, the largest vegetable at the state fair. You're like, listen, yeah. I've started some new growth here on my nipples, and I think that this one is gonna be it.
On your nip-nops. Like, you got it.
On your norples.
On your norples.
See, my mom's not gonna listen to this episode because I said nipples. She hates the word nipples.
She's right, too.
I mean...
It's a new discovery.
It's a new discovery, but you also hate... Maybe it's the fact that I'm saying nipples?
Yeah, probably.
So it's not 3 feet, Claire. Do you have another guess?
A foot.
Not a foot.
Getting warmer or colder?
It is shorter than a foot.
Okay. This isn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
Okay. Yeah. I thought, listen, I've been burned before.
You've been burned so badly on this podcast. And also
so, okay. This it's like 6 inches.
Yes.
Oh, good.
The
good
longest nipple hair, according to the Guinness. And that, to be fair, that's not to say that in the history of humankind there is not
there's been longer
nipple.
For sure.
There's been longer nipple hair. It's all right.
For
the
sure.
Six. I could not let a hair grow to 6 inches.
You just want to get it.
Though I will say that I have. Oop. Everyone has that one weird hair.
One hair to rule them all. Yes.
One hair to rule them all. I have this hair on my cheek, or I had it. It hasn't shown up recently, so like maybe it's dead and gone, rip. But yeah. I had this hair on my cheek, and I knew that it bothered my sister. So when I knew I was going to see her, I did let it grow out. Like, I think about, it was at least an inch.
That's
on my face.
Good.
It's just so I could be like, hey, Natalie, look. And she immediately was like, I'm pulling that thing out of your face. And I'm like, you can't catch me. Ha ha. Because anytime my sister sees that I have a long hair, anytime I show her a long hair, I'm in the danger zone. She is going to rip that thing off of me.
She got to get it.
Like, I had one on my arm that was like a whisker. It was like thick. It was thick.
See, now we all have those weird ones, right? Like, there's everywhere else, and then there's one that just doesn't match. something like is not like the rest.
It's you know, it's a nice, special, beautiful, angelic little hair, and I showed my sister, and she didn't even say anything. She just leaned over and plucked it out of my arm. I was like, check out this weird hair I have. And she was like,
she said, it's mine.
Not anymore. She's like, I want it. I'll add it to my collections.
Maybe she just has one, like, real long hair, and she just, like, sees you as competition.
Maybe she's also going for the Guinness record.
And she's like, I can't.
And this is, an I, Tonya. Tanya?
Yeah, coming for you.
This is an I, Tonya situation, where she's gonna really, like, sabotage me by ripping out my long hair.
Brutal. But it gets the job done, I guess.
Claire, if you were gonna try for any Guinness World Record, which world record would you try for?
Are we keeping it realistic?
No.
Oh.
Like, you are going to have the longest nipple hair if you aspire to it. Do you aspire to have the longest nipple hair?
No, not the nip-nops.
Not the nip-nop.
Not the nip. I can only think of the ones now that we're talking about this. I can only think about the ones related to, like, nail growth. And I literally can't think about anything else. And I don't want that.
Absolutely. They are, like, the worst. But also, like... But I think, like, you already theoretically could do the world record for tallest human being. Since you're, like,
that's not true.
Well, you're, like, 25 stories tall, Claire.
I'm roughly 25 stories tall. Roughly.
Paul Bunyan's got you beat out by, like, an inch.
Height would be great as long as, like, my health was good. You know what I mean? Sometimes once you reach a certain height, like...
The body's just not meant to be that way.
Sometimes... other things suffer. But if I could just be, like, a giant,
yeah,
that would be the look that I would ideal. Want. It's a good look.
I feel like I would want something like the longest human tail.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, good for you.
Because I feel like... That's, like, not to be a furry about it, but tails are cool.
Tails are really cool. And to have the longest human one would be pretty fire.
It probably is, like, only, like, 4 inches, and people are like, that's the longest human tail. Because some people are born with tails.
I know. And, like, good for him, them. Because, like, good for them. That's dope.
Like, that's the coolest. But I want the longest
one. But you want the longest one.
I want the longest one.
Yeah.
I want at least a foot of tail. I want a at full least. Foot of tail.
At
if
least.
If it's not hitting the back of my knees, it's not long enough. I know that my upper leg is not a foot long. I know it's longer, Claire. I know it's longer. The foot is a minimum, Claire. Do not come for me like this. I know what you're thinking. My thigh is longer than a foot. Yes. Okay, the foot is the minimum, Claire.
I had a moment where I was like, listen, it's been maybe a month or so since I've last seen her.
I know in comparison to your gargantuan frame, I am but a measly speck. But I know... I'm so small. Infinitesimal.
So itty bitty.
Do you want to talk about... Let's stop beating around the bush and let's get to the juicy meat of this podcast, Claire.
Let's crunch on it. Let's gnaw on that bone.
This topic came from me.
From your knowledge source. Great.
But I will say, I did outsource. I did allow people... You know, maybe this is a fun thing we can do. We can do a poll system, maybe, where people help choose the week's topic. Maybe. Uh-oh. I just like spreading the blame among men.
Yeah, so it doesn't
people.
All fall back on
so it
you.
Doesn't
that
all
way,
fall on me.
That way, I know how many people betrayed me. It's like, oh, it wasn't just me. It was the friends that say that they care about you. Oh, cool.
Clara lives in a den of snakes.
Oh, all of them. All these snakes in the grass coming from my ankles. I swear, I'm gonna stomp on you.
I'm not a snake because I've never pretended to be. I am a snake, but I'm not a snake because I've never pretended to be anything but a snake.
Yeah, you're a snake, but you ain't a snake in the grass like the rest of my friends.
Oh, I'm on a sunny rock.
Mm-mm. You out in the open. And I'm sitting next to you, and that's on me. That's my bad.
I'm like one of those, like, 30-foot constrictor snakes just being like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
How do you feel about suspended animation?
I don't know what that is. Continue.
So I sent a whole list to our friends of the podcast. A friend of the podcast, Maddie, was like, I want to know more about suspended animation. So this podcast goes out to you, Maddie. If you don't listen to this, I'm going to crawl into your house and say some really mean things about your ankles. I don't know why I've chosen your ankles, but
it's because I said snakes coming for your ankles.
You said you put ankles in my brain.
Yeah.
The ankles are in my
mouth. Are you going to steal Maddie's ankles?
I'm going to steal Maddie's ankles.
Maddie has been a running topic. This is two episodes.
This is basically a Maddie podcast.
This is essentially a Maddie podcast.
This is essentially a Maddie podcast. Good. To be fair,
so sorry.
No one else is talking to us about our podcast. So, if other listeners want to get in on this,
we will reference you.
We will reference you heavily.
And apparently very often.
Very often. So she was like, I want to know more about suspended animation. So here we go. Suspended animation. What is it? Who is she? What does she do? So suspended animation basically is when an animal or an organism's functions slow down to the point where they nearly die, but they don't.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's lots of animal examples. So like you got on a scale of animated suspension, you got hibernation, you know what I mean? Your functions slow down, you use less energy, stuff like that. High key, on the other hand, is freezing solid. So...
Oh no!
Frogs can survive 70% of their body being frozen.
That's like, hey brethren, that's a lot of your body being frozen.
I love frogs so much. I can't underscore how freaky these little men are. We will do a podcast episode just on all the weird frog facts that I know, because I know so many weird frog facts, because again, I love frogs. I love the energy that they bring.
They're very good.
They're very good, nasty little creatures.
Guys. Ooh.
Ooh. So yes, there are some frogs, like in Alaska, that during the winter they just freeze, and then they thaw out, and they're like, let's get it going, lads.
Like, oh, that was weird. All right, Greg, let's go.
Also, apparently, nematodes can survive being in permafrost, so frozen, for 40,000 years.
Excuse me?
Yeah, so some scientists dug up some permafrost that had some 40,000-year-old nematodes, thawed it out, those little worms were wiggling away. But those funky little worms, nematodes, deserve their own episode. So I'm saying it right here, right now, episode 10, the nematode. I love nematodes.
I will anxiously await the nematodes who can survive being
frozen for 40,000 years. And not just like one species, but like a couple species of nematode. We're like, it's all fine, dudes. We're still kicking. And there are also situations where human beings have frozen should have died, but were able to thaw out and be, like, not dead.
No!
And I originally thought that's what this episode was going to be about. But I found, when I went to do the research, that was what was in my head. Because I've heard these stories before. So we will probably do, like, a suspended animation part 2. Where we talk in more detail about human cases of people who have frozen and should have died from, you know, like, hypothermia and being frozen. And because that's generally bad.
I don't know much, but that seems bad.
Your body shouldn't be cold, fam. But I found, when I went to do the research, I found this really cool thing that people are doing. How do we feel about suspended animation as a medical treatment?
Interesting. Do continue. I'm interested.
So, in November of 2019, so super recent, we are currently recording this in the beginning of January. The University of Maryland began a human trial for suspended animation as a method of saving patients with life-threatening wounds, such as bullet and stab wounds, and who have gone into cardiac arrest. So, these are people who are going to beef it.
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Here's how it works. Blood.
Go on.
Don't need it. Get rid of it.
Okay. That's... Excuse me? That seems... seems not true.
Replace it with saline. Replace it with ice cold saline.
What? That seems also bad.
No, 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 no. You don't take the blood, get rid of it, replace it with a saline solution, cool the person down to about 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's pretty chilly.
That's pretty chilly, fam.
That's not your normal temperature. I don't know much.
Just lower your temperature, lower someone's temperature by like 40, 50 degrees.
What? Okay. Right? Okay.
So the way that it works is it slows the chemical reactions in your cells, which means your brain needs less oxygen, and you can survive the 1 to 2 hour surgery needed to repair whatever should have killed you in the first place. So then once they've done the surgery, they put blood back in, they warm you up, and they restart your heart. And theoretically,
what?
You could be alive. So this is like an actual human trial that's happening in Baltimore right now. Like, as what? We speak, I mean, I think they're being really selective, and I haven't seen any updates on it. But, like, also, like, if it failed and it didn't work, do you think they would tell us?
They'd be like, you know what? You're right. That was crazy. That was like, absolutely wild what we did. That's our bad.
It's absolutely buck wild because, I mean, there's so much talk about suspended animation as a method of getting humans through space. Or, mm-hmm. like, hey, you have this, like, disease that's definitely going to kill you. Let's just suspend you and then revive you when we have a cure. So, like, I do want to say, like, they're not really talking about things on that level. Like, it's only for an hour or two people who are gonna
that's
die.
That is still crazy. Like, I'm
so
super
into it. Bonkers
that
we can do that. It's bonkers that we can do that. Like, it's bonkers crazy. That we can take the human body, get rid of all the blood, replace it with an ice-cold saline solution, sew up some stab wounds, restart a heart, and that person could theoretically live.
And, like you said, this is only in the most extreme, like, there's literally nothing else they can do.
Literally, they could try to do, I think I saw something, and I could be wrong, but I think it's, like, people who they would assume have a 5% survival rate. If they went into surgery. So these are people who are going to die because they just, their heart has already like gone into cardiac arrest. They just don't have the time needed to do the surgery. It's just really interesting to me. And I don't know enough about how like human trials are approved, but I know that they've done this with dogs and pigs and it's worked.
What?
Oh yeah, bud. They've done
I mean,
with
I
dogs
they, like, obviously, in hindsight, like, you would have to.
You would have to. You cannot start with people.
You can't start with people. I just didn't think of, like, I just didn't think of the idea that, like, oh, it could be successful in any capacity.
Oh, yeah. Like, so the idea that we could, like, again, this is mind-boggling to me.
This is, like, freaking my bean.
This is freaking your bean, because I was just, when I put that on my list, I was like, oh, I'm just going to talk about those, like, freak cases where human beings have frozen and no one knows why they've thawed out and been fine. But this is a case where we might start actually cooling human beings down in order to save their lives. And this could be a regular thing. Like this could, if this is successful, this could be something that is practiced at hospitals, like everywhere.
That's incredible.
As a life-saving measure. Like it's absolutely, like science is crazy. Medicine is crazy.
Also like someone had to suggest that.
Someone was like, what if we, because I think that the first barrier you get to is like, what do we do with all this blood?
What do we do with all
this blood? This blood's too warm. What do we do with all this blood?
This blood, garbage. I hate
this
it.
This blood
try,
is garbage.
Try
I think
good.
Also a thing too where it's like, I think the blood goes bad. Like, I think the blood, I might be making things up at this point. I might be misremembering.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting into dangerous territory.
We're getting into dangerous territory here. But I know that they do replace it with, like, a saline solution that cools them down.
Crazy.
Crazy. And then people could... But I don't know if it works with people. We don't know if it works with people yet. They have to finish the report. Maybe at the start of another episode, I'll do, like, a, hey, Claire, remember when we talked about suspended animation and how, like, people can survive having their body temperature lowered to 50 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
And also... Because it's not just that, like... Because it's not just that people are being chilled down to 50 degrees Fahrenheit that gets me. It's these people have, like, deadly stab wounds.
Yes.
And bullet wounds. And yes. have been chilled down on top of it. So, like, not only are we, like, because we're not just starting with, like, a healthy human being. We're starting with someone who's, like, about to beef it.
I'm thinking about this, and I think about, like, okay, if this is, if it sounds awesome. Like, if this is going to be successful, incredible. But I just think, like, another 50 years down the line, if this, like, say this procedure is, like, this is legit, this is where it's at, this is what we're now doing, then you're going to have, like, a Martha or, like, a Todd being, like, you know what's the new hip therapy treatment?
Replacing all your blood with saline.
Replacing all your blood with saline, because blood just really slows you down if you think about it.
Yeah, I think we should all just force our bodies...
to the extreme.
To the extreme. You know that's, like, gonna be, like, some, like... it's, like, those people who do those, like, oh, like, those, like, Cairo tank...
yeah, oh, that's so crazy.
In L.A.
Yeah.
I'm, like...
can I tell you, though? Like, I'm gonna be totally transparent with you. I want to get
you
in...
would you do it?
I want to get in one of those.
No, absolutely not. I hate being cold. I want to be warm.
Being just cold for no reason in a
cold
public place.
Cold for no reason. Naked and cold for... naked and afraid.
Naked
My
and afraid.
Naked and afraid is me having to get naked in a place. And also they take my money. And also I'm stepping into this
now,
vat
yes,
of
now freezing. Now we get into the dark side.
Because you have to pay for it.
I don't want to pay for it.
I want someone to freeze me for free.
Because, I mean, I don't dress appropriately for winter, so I'm essentially doing their job for...
you're doing it for free, except, like, they... I don't know much about, like... this is a topic that's completely not the topic that we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, so we know nothing about it, yes.
So we know nothing about it. I mean, I barely know anything about suspended animation. All I know is that, like, people are doing this. Like, this is happening, and it's mind-boggling, and science is really cool, and also science is terrifying.
So crazy.
So crazy.
I'm super into it. I'm just very into the idea of, like, Martha and Brent, like, local researchers coming up to the committee and, like, so, we just did some crazy stuff to some pigs and dogs, and we found out that...
we saved their lives.
We saved their lives, and also, blood is, like, not as dope as we thought it was. We're over it.
Well, blood's not dope when you don't want cells doing chemical reactions that destroy themselves.
Yeah, no, we hate that. We hate that.
We hate that.
The idea that, like, you had, like, that is something that you had to have the idea, find the research for, and present in front of a group of, like, hear me out.
Hear me out. You know how meat go bad if you leave it out?
You know how meat go bad, get nasty?
What if we put it in the fridge? Except the meat is a human person.
Yes.
And the fridge is ice cold saline that we put into their veins.
How you feel about it?
How do we feel about it?
How do you feel about that meat? Them apples.
Because they must have had to jump so many hoops in order to
get
a trial.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, if someone was like, I have this super fluid that I can replace all of your bodily fluids with, I'd be like, okay.
No, you wouldn't. Then don't say okay. Don't just say things just because you can, Emily.
I mean, if it's like the year, like, 2048 and the climate wars have reached their peak and, like, there's nothing else to do and someone was like,
and
hey,
the climate wars have reached their peak and you're bored
and I'm bored and I'm still doing this dumb podcast with my college with my high school friend and it's got no traction. I'm just like, listen, why not replace all that fluid? So what do you have, Claire? Because again, I feel like this is maybe like a little bit of a respite.
Yeah.
From last week's.
Just, I feel like what you brought was just straight up fascinating.
Well, I'm really glad to know that maybe, like, I gotta dig deeper. Because you were a little bit upset about the frogs and the nematodes. I feel like nematodes are really gonna upset you.
Turns out maybe. I don't know anything about them nematodes.
Those funky little worms.
Worms? I'm still too fresh on worms. Don't say worms.
Are you into worms? Maybe you're just, like, not into worms.
No, I'm neutral on just, like, earthworms.
Well, earthworms don't do... I mean, sometimes they get real big. Have you ever seen, like, a giant earthworm, Claire?
How big do they get?
Oh, Claire, this isn't even a part of the prepared podcast, but I'm about to freak your bean right here, right now. an adult earthworm, and this is depending on the species, can get up to 3 meters long, which is about 10 feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's bigger than I think of my little wormy friends that help out with my garden.
The little men, but deep under the earth.
Say that.
There are 3 meter long earthworms, which is about 9.8 feet. So okay. Only a fraction of your size.
Only a fraction of my gargantuan length. How thick around do they get?
Let me answer that question for you, bud. Only an inch wide.
Oh, that's still a thick worm, though. Huh?
That's a thick worm. Nematodes do not get that long.
That's a lot, though.
And again, this is the longest worm that scientists have found. I love just when something's really long or really big, it's again, this is what we know so far. And I cannot underscore this enough.
Yeah, the likelihood that we actually found the longest one.
Unlikely. But theoretically, there's underneath our feet right here, right now, there's just worms just slinking around doing their thing. Claire, you really stepped into a trap when you were like, worms are small and nice. And I'm like, no, they're not.
I just like thinking of worms as my nice little friends that make my garden so nice.
I mean, worms do a lot of important work. And I do have a lot of worms on my list. And by a lot, I mean I have nematodes. And nematodes are going to be a lot. I also have bone worms. But
so are nematodes worms?
Yeah, nematodes are worms.
It sounds like they should be a toad.
Well, it's T-O-D-E, not T-O-A-D.
Toad.
I mean, nematode is a very funny name.
Toad.
I feel like nematode is
it just sounds like you're saying Todd bad.
I was going to say that nematode sounds like a way that you would low-key bully a child. Like, you're a little nematode.
It does sound, It does sound like something to bully.
Okay, nematodes aren't true toads. Nematodes are not true worms.
What are they?
They're worms. They're round worms.
Yummy.
Yum, yum, yum. Nematodes.
Yum, yum, yum. Delicious.
Nematodes.
Eat them right on up.
Uh-oh. There's giant nematodes. Uh-oh. They were not fun little guys. Uh-oh. Man, the nematode is going to be so much fun.
Oh, no.
I just got to get to the nematode.
So, I feel like the past couple of times I've really hit you with humans be doing that.
But I just hit you with humanity doing that. So what do you hit?
And you hit me with humans be doing that. And now I want to switch to hey, it's not that deep, but I like it. You know? It's not that deep, but Tasmanian devils.
Tasmanian devils.
I love them. I love them, and I think they're delightful.
I think they're delightful, too.
And also, every website that I went to, I'm crying.
Every episode, you must cry.
I must cry a little bit. I'm, recovering from what you said, and I'm shifting to my true love.
When worms make you cry? When worms cry?
Worms? Is that the title of your
new
book?
The title of my new album, When Worms Cry.
When worms make That's very good.
Worms are big. That's the title of my memoir.
Uh-oh? Is that your first song? Is that your intro?
That's what's it called when a album has a main song?
Prelude?
No, I don't think that's it, but that's my openers. Hey. Uh-oh, worms are big.
And Tasmanian devils? Are 20 to 31 inches.
I love that's a very safe length.
That's a very comfortable safe length. That's a very good
length.
It's a
length that my human brain can comprehend.
I can comprehend that. I can't comprehend the bad worm, but what I can comprehend, Tasmanian devils. So Let's talk about my nasty kids.
Tell me about your nasty kids. What's his name?
They're so gross. My little Tasmanian devils are so nasty. And also, every website that I went to, how nasty are they? Every website that I went to just kind of did like a low grade roast of them. And it was real consistent of like, hey, guess
these
what?
These guys are freaks.
These guys are freaks, and they're also just jerks.
I mean, like, same. I'm just, that's me. You're describing me. I just made a podcast so I could specifically ick you. Like,
ick you and get nasty, with it. But that's fine. But these professional websites are saying stuff like, as comical as it is, the familiar Looney Tunes portrayal of the Tasmanian devil as a seething, snarling, insatiable lunatic is
me.
Relatable.
That's my Tinder bio.
Is relatable,
that's my
I would
Tinder
say.
Bio.
So don't talk to my mans this way. They're saying at times it's not far from the truth. Hey, listen, okay. We all have our days. Listen, my boys, my lads, my friends, they're walking 10 miles for food most nights, or some nights, up to 10 miles, clarification. Listen, they're hangry. And they have room for growth, so therefore they're relatable.
That's like a real great protagonist right there.
My dear friend Taz. Now, I'm going to hit you with a downer right from the beginning so that we can build from there. Downer is, my friends are endangered.
Sad.
It's very sad. Now, I'm sure, I haven't looked into it, but I'm sure there's a place that we can donate to.
Yeah, if we find it, we'll link
it. To help my BFFs. So I'm going to do some careful research, and I'll put some links into the places where you can find us. So that if you did want to donate to my dear, dear friends, love of my life, Tasmanian Devils.
Yes.
You could.
And you should.
Because I want to support.
Especially with everything that's happening in Australia right now.
Especially with everything that's happening in Australia right now. So, I know it's just our friends listening to this right now. But I do want to post a link
just
to my really angry boys.
Just listens to the backlog, which they shouldn't. But in case they do.
Which they shouldn't. They shouldn't listen to these first couple episodes.
No
way.
It's not going to get good until episode 25 when Claire gets a better mic.
It's not. Yeah, it's going to
be
a minute,
too. So, buckle up.
We're waiting for that paycheck, am I right? Buckle up.
We're waiting for the hospital money.
Things to know about that. We're not going to get crazy. You know, besides my like love for them, but we're going to let you know that they are the largest carnivorous marsupial.
Now tell me what a marsupial is. I know it, but do the listeners know it?
Can I tell you, I looked at marsupial and I said, excuse me, I don't know what a marsupial is. So I did just, I did have to do a quick old
Google what
because
a marsupial is.
Aunt Claire definitely forgot what a marsupial was. So a marsupial is essentially you our dear mammal friends that give birth to a little baby friend, and that baby friend is quite small and will travel up into a little pouch or something or another and just kind of hang out there until they're fully grown.
They gotta cook a little bit longer.
Essentially, I think it's just mammals. Am I wrong about that? Are there other friends that
no,
do
I think
this?
It's mammals that are marsupials. I don't think you can be.
Okay.
Do you know what the only North American marsupial is? It's the possum.
I didn't know possums
are
marsupials.
Marsupials are the only North American.
The only
marsupial.
Time I think about marsupials, I think about like kangaroos.
Yeah. We've got our own kind of off-brand, angry, mad, spitty boy.
That's so on brand for
America.
North America.
Honestly, if this podcast had a mascot, it would probably be just like the gnarliest possum or frog.
The most Midwestern gnarliest opossum. Emphasis on that.
Opossum. Yes. Not to be confused with the actual cute, nice, adorable Australian possum.
Different.
So you can be like a nasty rowdy marsupial, and I could be a nasty slimy frog, and we can just be the best friends.
That's the energy
that we're
bringing to the podcast.
Precious. That's perfect.
So I'm gonna hit you with a couple more, just like fun facts, just so like when your friends are like, yeah, when your friends are like, tell me about that like nasty boy,
my
them
sons.
Devils, the Tamazians.
The Tamazian Devils. Because they're amazing.
Amazing. They're incredible. They can, so as a little descriptor, they kind of look bear-like-ish. They're like small. I love them very much. You're like, can't go there mentally with you, but in spirit, I'm here.
I'm spiritually with you.
Thank you for being with me on this journey. They have long front legs and shorter back legs, which makes them waddle like a little pig.
Oh no, which is remembered something terrible. Are they the ones dying from like mouth cancer?
No, don't listen. Emily. I wasn't going to mention that.
You
weren't going to
mention the mouth. I'm sorry. This is who I am. You weren't going to mention the mouth cancer.
Mouth cancer,
Emily.
That
spreads because they bite each other. Which is, yeah, like, very disturbing that there's a cancer that can be spread.
And their body doesn't recognize the cells as cancerous, so it doesn't, like, stop it.
Oops.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I was going to just, like, help people donate. God. Emily!
I'm sorry.
You're too good. You're too good at your side of the podcast.
Listen, I listened to this. Okay.
You're too good.
I listened to this great podcast called All Creatures Podcast, and they did an episode on the Tasmanian Devils. If you want to know more, you should head on over there. They're a great podcast with like actual like zoological scientists with they're doctorates.
Delicious. All I have are my
good Claire,
feelings.
Bring your
about
good
my
feelings
friends.
Back because I just suddenly it struck me so suddenly.
A jarring. Jarring, like lightning.
Like you heard it in my voice. And I was like, oh no, I remembered.
And you didn't remember, and that's,
I didn't remember, and that's
that was
on
bad.
Me. That's
on you.
That's on me in my brain.
Jesus. And I was hoping to navigate on out of there. Gosh darn it. Anyways, that's okay. They have a giant oversized head, which I also think is great, like relatable. Could they be any more relatable? I don't think
absolutely
so.
Not.
Anyways, yeah, they're wild. There was one site that described them as like somewhat shy.
Mood.
And they say mood. They're kind of like solitary, like on their own creatures, right? And they make like real weird old noises, which is part of the reason they got their name. But also they're kind of jerks. So that's also part of the reason they got their name. Also, when you're talking about tales earlier on, it made me think about the fact that this is apparently a common thing in marsupials, that they'll store like extra fat in their tail. Like if they have an excess of like food, they can store extra fat in their tail. Amazing.
How thick that tail, though?
Let me look back at
it. Back it up. How thick that tail?
Back it up.
I want a thick one.
Ain't skipping no meals. I don't think so. Walk 10 miles for that.
I walk 10 miles, but my tail's still thick.
This tail's still so thick. Also, shout out to these delightful little scavengers, these all meat little scavengers who have the audacity to just eat everything. Hair, bones, organs, they don't care. They're going to nom it right on up.
You're
they
just
nasty
describing
they
me.
They're going to get in there.
You're just describing
just get
me.
In there. Right? This is why I bring them. These are why I love them.
I cannot relate with any animal more.
More than the Tasmanian Devils. They're great.
Except I wouldn't walk 10 miles for food. I would just, if someone was like, you have to walk 10 miles to eat, I'd be like, I'm just going to lay down and die.
To be fair, they said as much as 10 miles. So 10 miles is the upper limit of what we're talking about. So it's not every time. But they're going to do that. They're going to put in that work to get that food. Because they have their priorities right. And my last little thing that I'll tell you about them that I think is pretty great is that they'll sneeze to avoid conflict.
Oh my God, that's the most relatable thing. Can you imagine just like any time, like there have been so many times when just like a random old man has tried to talk to me, like when I'm like at the bus stop or something. Can you imagine if I just started sneezing profusely, just like just the wettest sneezes to get anyone to leave me alone.
Please. Please. They call it a quote-unquote bluff behavior. they'll start sneezing at the, like, at conflict. Which I think is absolutely the best thing. Which is so good. It's so good. It's so very good.
Sneeze the conflict away. As an introvert, I've never heard of anything better. That's like the ultimate, like, I'm too sick to go. Like, I can't go to the party. I don't feel well. Except, like, a Tasmanian devil.
Can I tell you why I specifically relate to this? Because
you've done it. Nasty.
So, I have, but not sneezes. I've yawned my way out of conflict.
Wow.
And I didn't realize I was doing this. I didn't realize I was doing this until my sister pointed it out. Oh,
the Midikis are going to call you out on it.
Oh, they're going to come for my neck, for my throat. So, once I realized it, I have eased off doing it. Before I would say something that was difficult, like, and I didn't want it to come across as a threat, and I didn't want it to come across as a confrontation. It was just something that I was like, kind of, who's to say? I'll just, like, bring it up. I wanted to make it seem like it was really, really relaxed, even when it was like, oh, this is a serious question. So before I would say anything, I would yawn. Like, I was like, oh, I'm just, like, tired. I'm so relaxed. And hey, about that, like, really serious thing that we really need to discuss that's really important. So in that element, in that vein.
Because you, Claire Medici, do not have the ability to not go through, like, a heart-to-heart. Like, your first instinct is, like, let's talk about our feelings. And, like, my first instinct is, like, goodbye.
I come up to people, I'm like, let's get in there.
Let's get in there.
Me and you, let's get in the feelings nest. But let me make it not seem like that's what we're about to do, so I'm about to yawn. That way you can't get mad and it's not a conflict.
Claire, as she's saying this, is just wiggling her shoulders. She's just wiggling her shoulders. Just like, ooh, you want to talk about your feelings? Ooh. And I'm like, no, I never want to talk about my feelings. What feelings? No. Achoo, and
as I'm wiggling my beautiful shoulders, I can't see Emily, which is the perfect.
Oh, yeah. My computer can't handle you seeing me. And also, can't handle seeing me. Because it's going to hurt you more seeing how delighted I am at your suffering.
It's going to hurt me more to see you look me in the eyes as you twist the knife. Like, that's going to be... That's
you
too
can
brutal.
Imagine the expressions on my face. I can't imagine your reaction. So it's only leveling the playing field right here, right now.
If you really think about it.
If you're really thinking about the fact that you're even trying to razz me for the fact that I don't have my camera on during this conversation,
when it's a protection against me, I see where I made my mistake.
A chew. Disrespectful.
A chew.
Man, I'm just gonna say just like a chew anytime you're saying something disrespectful to me. Just like a chew. Go on. A chew. Let's not do this.
Bluff, but also
you want to go, Claire? A chew.
A chew. It's very good. That's Tasmanian devils, bruh.
I love Tasmanian devils.
I love
all the funky little creatures that live on land.
And that's where I draw the line.
In the sand. I just want ocean creatures to stay in the ocean. I mean, I want healthy space. Oceans. I reduce my plastic, but I also want to keep the ocean in the ocean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're happier there anyways.
I love a good boundary. You know how I feel about boundaries.
We're so close to when octopi take over the earth. They're just going to crawl out of the water one day and be like, this is ours now, suckers.
I instinctively avoid octopus facts.
Nice thing for me, personally, to know. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You've handed... Uh-oh. You've activated my trap card. Uh-oh. Speaking of traps...
Oh, no!
Would you like to do a Would You Rather, Claire?
I would love to do a Would You Rather.
This one Oh man, I'm gonna have to go back.
Hopefully we don't agree so strongly this time.
I don't think we will. I tried to find one that's viscerally upsetting. So I found this one on the Reddit page, r/would you rather. So, would you rather drink an 8-ounce cup of hot dog water or an 8-ounce cup of the liquid that comes out of the ketchup bottle?
Challenging. Okay. Yep. All right. Hold up. We're going to say that one more time. One
more. Would you rather drink an 8-ounce cup of hot dog water or an 8-ounce cup of the liquid that comes out of the ketchup bottle? The not ketchup. I think they're referring to the liquid.
Are they the same measurement? Are we saying 8 ounces for both?
A full hearty gulp.
Okay. Ketchup water.
See, I'm hot dog.
You nasty son of a gun. What is wrong? What is wrong with you?
I don't like tomatoes.
Ketchup is not even tomatoes at that point.
I feel like the ketchup water is just like bad tomato juice. And I don't want to drink tomato juice on a normal day. Like, if someone was like, would you rather drink hot dog water or tomato juice? I'd be like, hot dog water.
That is absolutely bonkers. That is crazy of you to say.
I mean, I'll die on this hill. I
defend my opinion on this. Because that's madness. There's not one question in my mind.
You wouldn't drink the hot dog water. Is it just broth at that point?
I would not drink the hot dog water. No. Is just I have broth. Three dogs at my house
hot
right now.
Hot dog water is just broth. Sophia says it's not.
It's saliva broth of your dogs, and dogs are disgusting. They're the grossest. Humans are nasty. Dogs are worse.
We're talking about hot dogs, like the food, Claire. Why are you bringing dog spit into this? Did you think it was actual dog drool? Excuse me? Excuse me. You thought we were comparing the juice that comes out of a ketchup bottle and dog water? No, hot dog water. As in the water you boil hot dogs in.
I thought you were talking about room, like warm, on a warm summer's day, a dog bowl full of water.
No, no. Oh my god, like hot dog, like the food, Claire. Does this change your youth?
I was like, I don't know if I can love you anymore. Because that's so challenging of a statement to say. I still stand by. I still say the same thing, though. I'm
that's
not gonna
why
change
I said
my mind
it was broth. It's just the water that, like, you keep the hot dogs in.
Just broth. Well, that was why I was like, you can't call this nasty water that's been marinating in dog spit broth. I won't allow it.
Dog broth. Oh my god.
I won't permit the dog broth. No.
That was the best possible misunderstanding. Okay, we gotta finish this out.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I will say, please email me and or DM me.
Please send hate mail to chaosconsidered@gmail.com.
At chaosconsidered@gmail.com. Spelled like the podcast, letting me know what your choice in all of this was. And also, specifically, did you have the same misunderstanding that I did? Because probably not, but I would appreciate support.
In these trying times.
Also, let us know if you have any further topic recommendations or good Woody Rathers. Try, if you can, in the subject line, you put, like, if it's for Emily, put, like, Emily's topic recommendations. It's for me. Forbidden worm facts. It's like, if it's something really nice and sweet and something interesting about the universe, send it to me. Then I'd be like, Claire, topic, whatever. So be cool
about it.
And then by this time, we should have an Instagram popping off that will be at Chaos Considered. Consider the Chaos. And hopefully also a Twitter.
Also, we should thank your sister, right?
Oh my goodness. I don't think we did this last time.
Sorry.
A big old-fashioned thanks to my sister Magdalene Medici for the use of her art as our logo, or her creation of our logo.
Yeah. She did it for us, and we appreciate it. It's the most professional aspect of this whole podcast.
Oh, we do not deserve it, especially considering my audio quality.
your audio cross.
Not you. Stop showing off.
I've got the Christmas
one day.
Okay, so that's it. Claire Mitteke, I'm never gonna let you live this down, though. Are you kidding?
That's not
dog water.
Using turn of
dog water.